Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, most of us have suffered one, but burns or scalds can be like everything else, minor or serious, and in most cases, totally preventable. But what is the difference, and what do you do, and how do you know when medical attention is required? Well, our regular ICU nurse, Sarah Kearns, is with us to tell us all about it. Isn't that right, Sarah?
Hi.
Hi. So burns and scalds, what is the difference?
So basically, a burn can happen from loads of different sources. So heat, it could be dry heat, it could be wet heat. So dry heat, like you touch a cooker or an iron would be a good example. Wet heat, so it's hot water. Then you can have corrosive, which is chemical burns. Then you can have friction, from whatever, a carpet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then electrical, so sore, so your skin gets burnt. And a scald then is a burn from hot or cold, it's liquids basically, yeah, or gases. So the steam from the kettle, that can be a scald as well. And the way we figure out about burns, right, if you think about the skin, so the top layer of skin is called your epidermis, so that's mm-hmm. the outer layer, then you have your dermis, then you have this layer of fatty tissue, and then it goes down to muscle and bone, okay? So it depends on how deep the burn is to be classified what type of burn, okay. Or how severe it is, right? So you can have, so there's two different names. It's first, second or third degree burns.
We've all heard of them.
Yeah. So first degree is also known as a superficial burn. So it's basically sunburn. So your top layer of skin gets burned. So you're red, there's no blistering.
The epidermis,
good work, you've been listening. So that is the top layer. So that looks like you've just been out in the sun, but it's still super sore. Because it's a kind of a wide area of skin, and imagine all the nerves, so that can be really, really sore. So that's a first degree or superficial burn. Second degree then, it goes down to the next layer, down to the dermis, and that releases fluid, so you get blisters with that one.
I had one of them from sunburn. Oh, I remember I was 19, I was in Florida, had a few two lemonades, which I shouldn't have because I was underage at the time, and I fell asleep on a sun lounger, and I just got this massive blister on my back from sunburn because I fell asleep.
Unbelievable. I remember this guy came in to me when I was in the emergency department, and he was down in Kirk Low, and there was a wind that catches people so often. There was a wind, so he didn't realise it was at a, like, blisters all over his shoulders and back, the size of tennis balls.
Awful.
Yeah, and do not burst blisters. We'll talk about the first aid. Okay. Second degree. So it's down into this layer, so you can get swelling, which is so sore, redness, swelling, blisters, right? So that's a second degree burn. And then a third degree is when the whole layer, all of the layers are burned through down.
Oh God.
And that generally doesn't have pain, because all the nerve endings are burnt away. So that can be a white or a black colour, but you shouldn't do any first aid. You need to go straight to a hospital for that. Most of the time they need skin grafts. So that can be really severe, and it can happen quite easily. So we talk about the first aid for them, but how do you even know if it's how serious it is? Look, have a look at it. What you want to do is remove the heat from the burn, right? As long as the heat is still in the burn, it's going
for
to keep
any degree,
going.
Any degree.
So they say
the heat,
third
yeah.
degree. So just say it's not sore, it's looking a bit white, leathery, or could have black on it, and you're like, this is serious, it's not particularly sore, and you think, you know what, that was really hot heat, and you need to go and get medical help for that, definitely. But just say, take first and second degree burns, right? You need to get the heat out of that. Otherwise, it's going to keep on burning. And the pain, imagine how sore it is. They're awful things. So it's cool running water is the trick, all right? So do first aid for first or second degree burns. Do first aid if you want to get a doctor to have a look or a nurse to get a look or whatever, that's fine. But do the first aid before you come. If you come to an emergency department, a second degree burn on your hand from whatever, and it's agony, you can totally understand why people go. But all we're going to do is pull a chair to a sink and turn on a tap and put your hand. You need to do the first aid first, okay? So 10 to 30 minutes under cool running water, not cold. If all you have is an ice pack and you need to cool this down, use an ice pack. Don't leave it on too long. Make sure it doesn't get stuck. We see you're kind of potentially bringing bacteria. The best is cool running water.
Okay.
Whether that's in a shower. So I have small kids, and my little fella's now on a roller thing around the kitchen, and he pulled at our oilcloth on our table this morning and a cup of tea was on it. Like, these things can happen. But just say you get a burn on your chest or your face, which is very, very common for small kids, pulling handles on cookers and all that, into the shower, get the shower head down, and then use that as a cool running water. So think as calmly as you can.
10 and 30 minutes?
Yeah, 10 and 30 minutes, as long as you can do it. Like, optimally 15 to 20. But if keep going,
So what will that do?
Wash away the heat. Okay. It'll cool down the burn and it'll wash away the heat. So imagine you had a burn in your hand and you put it into a bucket of water, cold water. It'll actually heat the water as it goes and the relief won't be there. If you have cool running water, imagine it washes away the heat, keeps going, right? So remove jewellery, and that's a really common one. From somebody who's cut off about 10,000 rings in emergency departments over my career, removed. So just say it's your right hand, remove jewellery from the area because it can get stuck to the burn. And then also if you had rings on and your fingers swelled up, then they might get stuck and you might have to get them cut on. Remove jewellery. So sterile dressing then on top of it, okay? So do your first aid, 10 to 30 minutes, cool down the burn, and you'll notice a huge reduction in pain when you do that running water, okay? Under the tap, whatever way you do it, okay? Because the heat will be completely gone out of it, hopefully, at that stage, and you'll notice a massive reduction in pain. Sterile dressing and non-stick dressing.
Okay.
And we'll talk about first aid kits after. But do you know another really good trick is, because hands often get burnt through, maybe it's oil when you're cooking, you do your first aid, even if it's oil, you do your first aid under the hot water. Something like a sandwich bag, you could put your hand into that as a dressing. Just say you want to go to the doctor, you want to go to the hospital or whatever, put your hand in, and that just keeps it really clean. If you think about what a burn is, so there's damage to the skin. Okay, then bacteria can get in, and it's usually quite a large area. Like, in, you know, a cut is a straight line or a jaggedy line. Like, a burn can be a bigger area than that quite easily. So bacteria can get in and can get infections of the skin.
Okay. Yeah, any other do's and don'ts?
Don't burst blisters. And because you're introducing bacteria, they'll just dissipate themselves. Or if you go to a medical place, they can actually do it with sterile stuff, right?
Okay.
But if you burst a blister, bacteria can get in. And then it's a moist, warm environment for bacteria. You can get infections really easily if you burst the blister. And they can go quite deep into the skin. So don't burst blisters. The other thing, which is an interesting one, right? So on the HSE website, they'll say, don't put any lotions on it. And I think the main reason they say that is the bacteria side of things. But I definitely have burn gel in my first aid kit at home for sure. But if there's a burn scenario in my house, I definitely do the cool running water for up to 30 minutes, right? Do that first aid. And especially if it's a first degree burn, which are unbelievably sore, it can just be soothing. It's just aloe vera.
Mm.
So there's sort of two schools of thought in it. Some just sterile dressing is what some people
depends
say.
And on then, the burn, yeah,
it depends on the burn. If it's really superficial, burn gel is going to be okay.
Let's talk about your first aid kit. What should every house have in a first aid kit?
So this is brilliant. Oh, sorry, just in terms of burns, the other thing is, this is really, actually I say this in every first aid course I do, okay? If you get a burn to the face, right, and particularly if there's blistering, knuckles, any joints, and you need to get somebody to see them, because imagine if it's the burn is worse than you think it is, and then you get scarring on the joints, you can lose movement. You know what I mean? So they say any face. And the other thing is, if you get a burn to your groin, I know your face, you're looking at me, but think about bath time and babies and lowering a baby into a bath that's too hot. So it actually does happen.
Oh God.
Yeah. So that's one thing. So again, because of scar tissue and stuff, you need to, any issues, straight to get that seen. That's what I was meant to say.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, if it's chemical burns, which we do have bleach and stuff at home, that needs to be treated the same. You need to wash it to get that chemical. That's going to keep burning as long as the chemical's on the skin. Protect yourself. Put on rubber gloves on you in order to hold the arm or whatever it is, and then wash it away with the running water. But just protect yourself with that.
Cool.
Sorry,
running water. But that makes complete sense, because I would have done a little bit of that and then gone straight for a nice pack. But I understand now with the bacteria, and it's good to have
I have my uses. And chemical burns, definitely get them seen, because they're very, very sore, and then sometimes it's very hard to get the chemical off the skin. Ring also anything to do with eyes, anything, you know, severe, if you're in any way worried, ring the 999-112, and they'll talk you through what to do.
Okay.
With any burns, if you're worried, get medical help, but particularly chemical burns, don't be afraid to, if you're worried at all, ring 999-112.
My first aid kit is a mishmash of random stuff.
So that's
the
problem.
So what should be
in there? Okay, so let's think about, it's the common stuff. That's the one thing that I would say. I kind of do this in every first aid course, because most first aid kits, there's about 80% of the stuff, if you buy them off Amazon, it's just nonsense. There's too much. They're generally jam-packed. So actually, the less stuff you have and just the stuff you need. Right, so you need to be able to treat burns, breaks and cuts. predominantly, okay? So for burns, you need a sterile dressing. You know those pipettes of sterile water that can be used, especially if there's any eye issues. So pipettes of water, so sterile water, okay? Sterile dressings. Breaks, what you need is a triangular bandage. You know those old-fashioned ones that are a triangular piece of cloth? They are absolutely brilliant and you can use, and St. John's Ambulance do absolutely, if you go to the UK one, they show you really, really good videos about how to raise an arm up or whatever, or a limb, right? So breaks, you need an ice pack and all you need, take off the rings and triangular bandage.
Okay.
Then cuts. What you want to do is have something to deal with cuts. So whether that is the sterile water, right? Gauze is another one for cleaning out the wound. Then they say, ambulance people and would say, don't put Savlon or germaline, but I do have it at home for very light cuts, especially just say, for example, if, you know, like if a kid falls off a scooter or whatever and their knee is grazed, give it a good clean, get the grit out. But something like a Savlon can be really, really good because it's soothing. And they love it and they think you're doing something super magic to their knee. And also it's a kind of an antiseptic cream. What is also really good, a pair of gloves, just in case there's quite a lot of bleeding. Just say it's a head wound, bleeds loads or whatever. So a little pair of gloves. And if you have one of those, you know, those pocket masks for doing CPR, there's gloves in them. Mm-hmm. So have a look. The other thing that's really good, a really decent pair, we call them shearing scissors. So for cutting off clothes, just say somebody gets a bad break to their arm, you can actually cut off their jumper or whatever they're wearing. But they're called shearing scissors and you can get them on Amazon or wherever. And the other thing is tweezers are really handy, particularly for ticks.
Sorry, what? For,
you know, when ticks, will we talk about ticks sometimes?
Oh God.
Let's talk about ticks.
We'll talk about ticks. Yeah, we'll talk about, oh God.
I know.
Really?
Oh, closer God. To the summer when they're around.
Yeah.
But tweezers are absolutely brilliant for taking out splinters and things like
yeah.
that. Tweezers are really handy. But for taking out ticks, they're really good. They can just grab them and yoink them out.
We are talking about the little insects, not the really stupid people, aren't we?
I know.
Ticks. Can I ask a stupid question?
There's
speaking
no
of
such
ticks.
Thing.
Sterile water.
Yeah.
Do you buy that in Boots?
You do. And yes, you can buy it kind of anywhere. Any pharmacy will have it.
I've never seen it. What's it look like?
No, it's a little tiny pipette and it's about 10 mils. So it's about that big. So it's about 2 inches big. And you can get them in pharmacies. Boots own brand stuff. You know, there's breathable dressings that I find really, really good and they're called Me Pores. Anyone wants to DM me on Hands On Health on my Instagram, I can go through a first aid kit with you. I actually started selling them because you need the amount of stuff that if people get them on Amazon and they're just like 10,000 dressings and you don't need all of that. So just also put it somewhere handy where everyone knows where the first aid kit is and have it in, this is the best thing, have it in a pouch, right, that will fit under your car seat. So you go on holidays or whatever, slot it in under your car seat
Good
or have
tip.
One for in the car, you know. But an ice pack, those breakable ice packs, you know, the one that you punch, there's a ball in the middle and you crack and then it turns into an ice pack. Maybe have one or two in your first aid kit. They're just really handy.
Somebody just texts in, can you ask Sarah, should you pull off clothes, i.e. tights, if you burn your legs, or do you just leave them on?
No, I'd pull them off if you're worried that this has been a really savage burn, it's third degree, don't, because you can do further damage. But yeah, get them off, because if
you think it's first degree,
yeah,
or
first degree or second degree, you need to be able to, it's going to, imagine the fabric of the tight is actually going to hold on to the heat, so you want to get them off. If you think that it's just a first degree, particularly first degree or second degree, and it's just happened, just whip off the tights as soon as possible. If you were burnt at 10 o'clock and now it's 11 o'clock, you could leave them on if you think that it's going to get stuck. But the problem is if you have a burn that has blisters and you have tights on top of that, okay, you don't know actually what you're dealing with is the biggest thing. And also as the burn dries and maybe you have the blisters and they get stuck in the tights, you're actually going to cause possibly more damage taking them off at a later date.
Okay.
So just judge it at the time. If an iron has actually gone straight onto your skin, you're like, this could be really serious. The problem is if you leave them on, you don't know how bad it is. So get them off.
Get them off, yeah. So tips on how to prevent all this from happening, Sarah.
So there's loads of things that we can do at home. It's kind of been sensible. It's funny because I had a 4-year gap of this and now I'm back to it with the little man in a rolly thing. So handles in. On your cooker, face the handles in. And it's something that we don't necessarily do, but it's everything. Cups, what's hugely common, are cups of teas and bowls of hot porridge being pulled off tables down onto small kids. And that's why often if you meet people who've had a bad burn in childhood, it's often on their chest. Have you ever noticed that? Mm. And that's for pulling it down. So handles in on cups, push cups back, put them, you know, back from the edge of the table, the counter or whatever, handles in. And then I think it's just being kind of aware of what's been around, plug out the iron, all that sort of stuff, and just kind of being kind of conscious of it. Burns are so sore. They're so sore.
This is why I don't do any ironing.
Yeah, this is it.
This is why. It's too dangerous.
Do you know when it comes to the very first aid, I had a neighbour who had those little, I've gone against it now, you know those little plastic or those silicone things, oven gloves, you know, for your hands?
Yeah.
So she was taking hot oil, roasting potatoes, and she took it out and it spat and all her wrist got really badly burned. And it's funny, she applied, this is why they're kind of anti putting lotions on, so she applied burn gel straight away, but it was still agony. You need to do the first aid before you do anything else.
And we all know what it is now. You need to put it under running cool water for 10 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, as long as you can do it.
Genius. Sarah Kearns, you're an absolute star. Thanks for bringing us that information. But if people want to get in touch with you on Instagram and talk about first aid kits and what they should have, every home should have them, how can they do that?
Just DM my Hands on Health, or you can get through my website as well, hands on health.ie.
Hands on Health. Catchy. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.